Iggy.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Sam.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
You're good. I'm up and about, pig.
Up and about. You ready to roll?
Yeah, less than 2 days until round one, pig.
We are.
Can you believe it?
The precipice of...
We are. One of those.
Close enough. We're on the precipice of glory.
You know we're right there when...
Precipices.
When 360 started up, pig. That's when you know footy season is upon us again.
When the big... Bridge stroll, Mark Robertson climbs out of his goon bag.
Wheeled out of his fucking room.
Puts a cigarette on his shoe and says, hello, Jared.
like Weekend at Bernie vibes.
Absolute Wisconsin wood gypsy, that guy.
How does he keep getting away with this thing?
He's a modern miracle. Medical marvel, Mark Robertson. Do you think? Anyway, we digress.
It's enough about Robbo.
It's the week of round one. I can't believe we're here already.
Love to see it, pig. I'm excited.
I'm super excited. This is this is what we've
crunch been time, isn't it?
Sweating over for weeks, for months.
It's all come to this, pig.
And how are you feeling? On the doorstep. Is your team locked in?
Yeah, pretty well, pig. Pretty well. I've really enjoyed this preseason, so I'm a bit flat that it's coming to an end, you know? I've really enjoyed the formulating and the following players and form guides and stuff. I guess we'll obviously keep doing that, but I've really enjoyed this preseason. It's been really good.
I definitely understand what you're saying, but, you know, in the same breath, it's like being at a fancy restaurant and now you've filled yourself up on breadsticks.
that's right.
And now the main course is coming out. That's probably what it is.
I've had too many breadsticks.
Too many breadsticks.
So, you know, I was going to need a little refresher.
No, you're definitely right. We've covered a lot of it and it's been pretty fun. It's like, I love watching the draft. I love watching new players burn up over the preseason. It's just exciting, isn't it?
And just so many players at new clubs, and there's been a lot happening.
Second chance saloons?
Yeah, there's been a lot happening, so it's been great. But exciting, pig. The real stuff starts in less than 2 days.
I know, round
Carlton
one.
And Richmond.
Carlton and Richmond. What a game. Yep. Used to be a bit of a lackluster event. Now it's going to be an absolute blockbuster.
Should be a ripper. Yep. Should be a ripper. Yeah.
100K, some of the big guns running out. Paddy Cripps.
Yep. Cripper will be there. Brownlee medalist.
Dusty Martin. Be interested to get some eyes on him.
Yes. Yep. He's looked pretty good to me. But yeah, sell out of the G, which is great.
I can't wait. Exciting. Can't wait to put that first juicy three-legger, four-legger multi on.
Yep. It's getting close, isn't it?
We come out fresh with our button-up shirts and our hair slicked back, and we're just starry-eyed, ready to put our first punt on. By the end of round 23, we are in a dark place.
in the fetal position, definitely. But no, good fun, pig. Good fun.
All right, we are so close
to
the real
thing. What do
we have
to cover today, pig?
Let's have a quick glance over our teams without giving away too much. We'll cover maybe a one lock, one avoid and one dream big for each line. And then I think we should put a bit of time into some of the rookies that are going to play this round or in early seasons.
Yep. Yeah, I think rookies probably high on the agenda so we can get that cash flow going, picking the right ones, definitely.
Just before I start, how important is it to pick purely on playing in round one? I know it doesn't matter as much in terms of football, but Supercoach, as soon as you see a player named, like Hollands, for example.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people will jump and put him in the team. Mm. Do you think it's a little bit of a trap? Because sometimes you might pick a player in your team, he'll play one game, two games.
Yep. Definitely can be a trap. Yeah, definitely. So you got to be wary of that. That's where all the preseason stuff comes in. That's where we're here to lend a hand, you know. So we've got all the information on all the rookies. So, yeah, obviously it's important that they name round one. But, some guys you have to sort of think about a bit more than others, definitely.
Especially the teams they play for as well. If a team's lower on the ladder and they come off three bad losses, you know, you might find yourself out of the team.
Yep, definitely. And what does the team's injury list look like? You know, are they just filling a spot in the team while someone's injured, or are they actually in the long-term plan? So, yeah, no, definitely something to think about.
I think we've built a bit of a list here of some pretty bona fide rookie players who I think are going to play early and going to play bulk games. So
pretty sport for choice this year, pig. It's been good. The last few years have been a bit of a struggle because obviously with COVID and that, the rookies coming through hadn't had much footy under their belt in their draft years, so maybe a bit harder to get on the park. But yeah, this year looks like we got plenty to choose from. So
yeah, especially the top 10 around that first round, there seems to be a lot of ready-made players.
Yep.
few of them injured as well. I know George Wardlaw would definitely play if he played for Kangas. And then we've got Tsitsas from Essendon.
Yeah, the Bombers, yep.
Yeah, he was injured. I'm sure he would play.
Yep.
So it's exciting. Couple,
definitely.
All right, let's get into it. Piggy, piggy, piggy.
Piggo. So you want to start with the back line, Piggy?
Yeah, you got to go back to go forward,
Pig. Yep. Okay, no, I respect it.
So I think maybe we'll keep rookies out of it because we're no doubt going to talk about it.
Cover them in another segment for sure. They deserve their own little segment.
Yes, they do. I'm just going to jump right in, okay?
Yep. Far away, Piggy.
Defense. My lock. No-brainer, Tom Stewart.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yep, I think he's one of your first picks.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
Okay, that's good. You don't want to come off bias.
That's right, yep.
Mind you, I've got 9 Port players in my team. Could you imagine? We've got Darcy Byrne-Jones just running across the halfback. That's when you know you should tune off the footy gods. If I've got Darcy Byrne-Jones as a lock,
then I like it. Tom Stewart pig, yep, right, love
Tom,
that.
Tom Stewart, why I picked him?
Talk me through it.
Super reliable in his scoring. Yep. He's capable of big scores, but I think he'll sit around that 110 mark. Gets plenty of disposals, does all the right thing for Supercoach. Obviously, in a super successful team, I don't think anything any more needs to be said.
No.
He's not my D1, I'll be honest. Sicily's my D1.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm still saying my lock is Tom Stewart.
Okay. Good. I like it.
Okay. Do you want to go to lock or I'll just go all three?
You go all three, then I'll do all three. Yep.
All right. Avoid. I've gone Angus Brayshaw. Not because I doubt his talent. I think he's exceptional, but he's the ultimate role player, ultimate team man for Melbourne, meaning he can really dominate in any position he plays. There's a lot of talk about him going into the midfield more. So if that's a lock early rounds, then yeah, I'm all for Angus Brayshaw because I don't think there's many deficiencies in his game. But if he's going to sit off the half back or move around, I'll probably just be a bit hesitant to pick him early on.
Yeah,
I know people might look at him as a pod, and it could pay off, could not. But if you're going to fork out that money for him, definitely there's some other options I think are probably better. So, yeah, watch this space. Let's see what happens with Christian Salem. Let's see how Lockie Hunter plays, and let's see how that midfield rotation looks, the big boys. So, yeah, that's my avoid for now.
Yeah, it's a bit of an unknown, really, isn't it? What's going to look like? He looked good when he played midfield last year, but we just don't know.
That's right. All right, dream big. Dacos. Mm-hmm.
So what, a player that can go to the next level? Is that what this sort of means?
A player that you want to go to the next level. You want to have a big year. Could be someone in or out of your team. Right. Could be someone sitting, you know, 200K.
Okay.
Could be anything. Just you want a big hope.
It's a big year.
It sounds a bit silly to say dream big for Dacos because he had such a blinder of a
dream
first
bigger
year. But yeah, dream bigger. But I think he's sitting as my D3 at the moment.
Okay.
I love everything about him. Everyone that watches him loves him. But I'm just a little bit concerned that teams are going to really tighten the screws on him this year. He's only 19, mind you, as well. So I think he'll find a way to rise, but will that be at the cost of maybe this season trying to develop his body and develop new tactics? Because it's a hell of a thing to be tagged out of a game at 19. And so I know they've got plans to move him back from half back into the midfield just so he can get his hands on the ball. But depending on the team, you could very well see him get locked out. So my big hope for this year is he rises above that and he ends up being one of the, you know, top three, top four defenders.
Yep.
I don't want to upgrade him. I want to keep him from round one.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's my dream keeper. Definitely. Yeah, he got attention in the preseason, but even that, he still scored 70 something points. So he's an absolute hard tag all day.
I know, that's huge, but at the end of the day, there's no asterisks next to their name when you see their scores over the weekend. So you want him to get it like 100 is, or 95 to 100 is like a pass mark, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Yep.
But but again, outside of Supercoach, to have that much impact at 19 and being tagged, that's ultra impressive.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
There's no doubting his talent at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really important to them. So yeah, he'll get more attention for sure.
All right, Tommy Hilfiger, what do you got?
My lock is Sammy Doherty. Pig.
Oh,
I love him. Looks like he's going to get a bit more run through the midfield, you know, with Walshy out. So, and even if he doesn't, he's just still a massive scorer anyway. You know,
what
he's he's gone 110 plus a couple times, I believe, in his career. 109.6 last season.
That's huge.
So he'll obviously, be a lock for top four defender, you'd imagine. So he's my lock in my back line, as along with Tommy Stewart. You covered that for me, which is good. A couple to avoid, Picky. I know people were sort of pretty hot on Adam Saad in the preseason.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye on him after his decent year last year, but just didn't really seem to have any impact for me throughout the preseason. So obviously a bit of a watch on him, but I would be avoiding him for now for sure. So
I don't think he's that 110-plus player, is he?
I don't think so. I don't think he can be. No, he's impactful, but... yeah, I don't think he's sort of a reliable pick in our back lines. So he's one that I'll definitely be avoiding. One that I want to excel this year, how did you put it?
Dream big.
Dream big. So I want to dream big on Jordan Ridley, Pig.
Yes.
He's sort of been floating in and out of my side. It's basically him or Dacos for me. And I'm leaning towards Ridley because a bit of a safer pick. May not have the ceiling that Dacos does, but Ridley, he's proven it before, Pig. He's 102, I believe he had. Couple years ago.
I really like it. His stock really actually like dropped it. A little bit last year.
Yes.
But again, Brad Scott's in. He'll probably go to more of a traditional back role with
Andy McGrath.
So yep. that'll kind Redmond of free up well. Some yep. attention on him.
Yeah. He just looks like another Tommy Stewart to me. Just his build and the way he plays his footy. You know, he's intercept marker, loves floating around for the kick and mark sort of game style, takes kick-ins. I just love the way he goes about it. So he's one for me that I'm dreaming big on this year. I reckon he can maybe push towards a top six defender spot, 105-plus I think he can go.
I really like that. I think, yeah, like I said, his stocks have crashed a bit, which is unfair.
Yep.
I think he's definitely someone to consider. And I love the call of him or Dacos. It's a bit of a flip of a coin.
It is. Yeah, I don't know if you can have both, really. I mean, maybe, but yeah. I like him. He's a good little pod as well, sub 10% of teams. So,
okay, plenty to think about.
Yeah, he looked good in the preseason too.
Let's take a quick breather and jump into the mid, shall we?
All right, Pig, the big dogs.
Is it the midfield or the pig field?
I like the pig field, actually.
Say that again.
Had to get the voice.
Had to get it.
Had to get a few audios in. No, look, there's
plenty to like in the midfield this year, Pig. There's about, I'm just, you know, just scrolling through now quickly. There's about 10 names that just pop off the page to me that could easily just slot into our midfields.
I've got one I'm holding close to my heart. I'm not going to disclose. I think I've talked a few times about it to you, but I just sure really I know think what this guy is going to be my primo pod.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yep. So I'll start with my lock, and yep. I've said it all preseason. Rory Laird. You absolutely have to have him. He's the top dog. You pay if you want to cross the bridge, you pay the price.
It's true.
And on the other side is glory. So Rory Laird, streets ahead of everyone in the Crows, streets ahead of most midfielders, super reliable, immune to a tag. I just love everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm banking on people thinking they're too smart for their own good and going, maybe I can get more value without picking Rory Laird, and then I'll reap the benefit of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one. Jeez, he's expensive, Pig.
He's expensive, Pig, for a reason, though.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah, okay. I like it. Lock him in.
Okay.
Who's your avoid? In
my avoid is... sounds like a bit of a personal vendetta against the Brayshaw boys, but my 100% avoid is Andrew Brayshaw.
Hey.
Good. Looks like a good young man.
Fine young man. MVP last year, Brayshaw.
Yep. I loved his year last year. I think he's a great footballer. His disposal just absolutely blitzes him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him all last year, and I think I even had him a little bit before that as an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you from first experience, don't pick him because he's going to get 36 touches and 90 points every week, and it's just not what you want. It really isn't.
Fair enough.
He's only young. He could get better.
I think you're a bit harsh on Brayshaw. I get where you're coming from, definitely. I didn't own him, but I can see it was frustrating. He had 35 touches and 80 points. But
is that on the weekend?
No. When you owned him last year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When you brought him in the week, you brought him in, actually. But he's tracking so well, Pig. I mean, you look at his last 3 years, you know, broke out to 101.3. In his breakout season, went even better in his next season, 107.4, and backed it up last year, 111.8. So, you know, he's on the rise, Pig.
Yeah, I like it, but I just something to think that's about. My gut, and that's what
I'll
I'm
definitely avoid with. Him to start with. I agree with that 100%.
Prove me wrong. I'll be happy if he proves me wrong, but I just think he's burning 10 disposals.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's a bit inefficient, definitely.
So, Brayshaw, sorry to say, mate, you're out.
He's gone, yeah. Who's your dream big?
My dream big is Finn for the win. Finn Callahan.
Finny, yes, yes.
He's only just come into my team last couple of days. Draft year, he was super highly regarded. We hardly seen him in the season that went. It was an absolute circus of a year for Giants as well. I really think he's going to hold that wing spot, like you said, with glimpses in the middle. And I think he's part of the new generation with Tom Green. They're going to work hand in hand.
Yep.
So he's a gun. Finn for the win. 240. He's the only player oddly priced that I've got in my team like that. But I think his potential could be, you know, 80, 90, which I love.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did. I saw the coach say the other day that, yep, majority wing with some inside time as well, Pig, which is music to our ears. So I like it.
Okay, what about,
have a big year.
What about for yourself?
For me, so my number one lock in the midfield is Clarence. So I'm going in the Clary Oliver train.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
Yeah.
Human pig.
He's the human pig himself, Pig. So I'm going with him as my lock. I don't really need to say much more. I've said plenty about him. Who's my avoid in the middle? That's a good question. Callum Mills would definitely be an avoid for me for now. You know, he's been floating around half forward and half back, even on a wing in the preseason.
He's been teasing to have that huge season.
Yeah.
Saw glimpses of it. But again, Sydney's a weird one. Isaac Keeney, Callum Mills, even Luke Parker, they're all pretty fluid. So it's hard to really get a gauge on who you should pick out of them, I think.
Yeah. And you've got guys like, Errol Goulden, Rowbottom.
Warner.
Warner coming through in the engine room. So, I think just for that, his role is a bit unknown. I would avoid him at his price. He's got the ceiling that you want to see, but happy to wait and see on him and bring him in during the year for sure. Who's my dream big in the midfield, Pig? That's a good question.
I know who it is for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on, guess it.
Tom Green.
Tommy Green. He was my number one, almost my first pick this year in the preseason.
TG13, is he?
Oh, he's just...
I don't even know if he's number 13, but TG13.
He should be. He should be.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Love the way he goes about it. He's just an absolute contested pig. Loves getting his hands dirty and winning the hardball, Pig. So he'll be the number one mid at the Giants this year, mark my words. Big year.
Very good. Tommy Green, you've heard it here first.
110 plus.
Yeah, I love him. I picked him. I went downgraded. Maybe Paddy Cripps to him, which is a big move.
Oh.
But I think...
I thought Cripps was your trump card.
No, he's not my trump card.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you who it is?
Yeah.
No, just sign up for the Patreon.
Can't reveal. Okay. No, fair enough. That's very good. Very good.
All right. Okay, Pig, things are heating up. I need to get a wet cloth and just...
Wipe yourself down, yeah.
Wipe myself down.
Rucks.
I want a rug.
Oh, not again.
No, I won't put you through that again.
That's actually one of my favorite parts of that podcast.
Listening back actually was what my... It's actually rock bottom.
I loved it. And you're like, no, get rid of it.
Internally, it was rock bottom. But then I listened back to it and I thought it was pretty funny. So
what the people want, Pig.
Hopefully someone sat through that last week and thought, yep, I'm coming back for more.
Yep, definitely.
All right, rucks, obviously, there's not too many positions up for grabs. And again, it's also the biggest position up for debate, really, because I think that's going to be the real difference maker. So my lock right now is Rowan Marshall.
Yep, number one man at the Saints. That's probably fair enough.
Yep, I think he's the number one ruck. I think he's
one of the most owned players in the comp.
Put me to the sword at the end of last year. He got a massive score. Yes. Absolute game busters.
Yeah, you had a league game against him, didn't you, I think?
Yeah, I really like him, so I'm going to go Marshall. I love the price as well, so that's my lock.
You got a dream big?
Void first.
The big
Riley O'Brien. Seeing there's a bit of talk about getting him in, I honestly think he's not going to finish the year as the number one ruckman for Crows.
I don't think so.
So I really think Riley, Thilthorpe and Himmelberg will end up finishing as a two athletic ruckman.
Yep.
Obviously, he held Crows together for a couple of years. I like how he plays football, but he's just an ancient footballer when it comes to what they demand now.
Yep.
Like people like Luke Jackson and Timmy English and the likes, they're just going to put him to the sword. Brody Grundy and Gorn would absolutely embarrass him.
Dismantle him, yep.
Yeah, so Riley O'Brien, I think stay away from him, guys. Yep.
I think you're spot on. I think, Crows are looking for a bit more of that athletic ruckman. So, Yeah, you could be right. Could be seeing himself out of the side by the end of the year. See how we go. Watch this space.
So my dream big, Brody Grundy, R1 by the end of the year.
Whoa.
You know, I'm pretty
that is dreaming big.
Brody Grundy, he's a fallen star.
That is dreaming big, Piggy.
And he's going to rise this year, Piggy.
Yep. Okay. All right. I respect it. He's at the right price, definitely. So it's hard for me to say a lock that isn't Rowan Marshall. I mean, it's, yeah, basically locked. But another lock in my team.
Scrap him. If he wasn't, if you, okay. if you knew, right. who would you be R1?
Big old Snags Darcy is a lock in my team. I love Snags Darcy.
Big snagger?
He scores points for fun, Pig. It's crazy to look at his games. You literally turn away from the TV for 20 seconds and he scored 30 points. And it's like, how have you done that?
Pig, they give him 20 points a tie in his own shoe.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if that's the case, you want to own him, don't you? So he is sitting my R1 right now. I love him.
Do you reckon he actually ate a football during the game in preseason? Is that true?
It wouldn't surprise me. Snags Darcy. I feel like he'd eat anything with a bit of tomato sauce on there or something.
He would, you reckon?
The barbecue sauce. But gee, yeah, he can just go big. He's got 200s in him at some point.
Giant man with a giant heart and giant ceiling. So
he's a great ruckman. Really like him.
Big snagger. I like him.
Big snagger. He does have a bit of a tough run, but yeah, we'll see how we go. But he's my lock. Avoid. That's a good one, Pig. Let's have a look at my avoid. Probably for me, I'd be avoiding big old Timmy English for now.
Yep.
A bit of an unknown in terms of his fitness levels, these sorts of things. At his price, I think probably an avoid for me. The problem is with him, he could definitely be R1 halfway through the season. So you're probably going to have to look to get him in if he is, because he can score big as well. He's a guy that goes 200 as well. So, but for now, he's on my avoid list.
Well, that's the plan, really. If you come in with Marshall and Grundy, both at 500K, and everything goes to plan, you're going to be able to keep one, no problem. But you're also going to be able to upgrade another one. So mm-hmm. I think you have the opportunity to get big snags and English without having to put them on the show from round one. Give them a bit of rehearsal, let them do what they do.
Sort of negate a bit of risk, definitely.
Yeah, because I'm interested. I'm interested to see how English holds up with 15 key forwards and key backs and the likes in Bulldogs. I'm also interested to see how Jackson and Big Snagger works together too.
Yep.
Long term.
Like obviously Lobs there with English now too. So there's a bit going on. A bit to think about. Definitely.
There's plenty going on.
What about, so my dream big, Piggy. You like this one. It's a real feel-good story. Sammy Draper, Pig.
Ugh.
I'm dreaming big for Sammy Draper. I think he can have a big year this year. I'm not dreaming enough to pick him, but I think he can have a big year.
I expect that. I think I went a bit hard on him.
Honestly, he's got premium ruckman written all over him if he can just put it together.
He's just a bit, I don't know, Pig.
I know there's something about him. I know.
Yeah, like,
but this could be the year.
He's more in the Riley O'Brien boat, I think, for me. But I could
think
be wrong.
About it.
I could be wrong.
Think about it, Pig. It's basically this is going into his fourth year.
Yes.
Only his fourth year as a ruckman, and we know they take a while to develop.
They do, yes.
Played every game last year. I think this could be the year. So I'm dreaming big on him.
Okay, I like it.
Right.
You've turned me around. I'm a Draper fan.
Very good. That's my three, Piggy.
Okay, I guess that only leaves the forwards.
Just leaves the forwards.
All right, well, I hope you bring your best for this, please.
Always bring my best, Pig.
Say that again.
You're right or what? You just had that ready, didn't you? Loaded.
Pig, I'm just dying.
You bring your best. Let's hear yours, mate. Who's your lock?
All right, Pig, I'm looking for the pigs at 4-4.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at 4-4.
This is my lock for season 2023, and if you haven't got him in your team, don't talk to me. don't message me. Don't call me.
Don't at me.
Don't come to my birthday party. Delete me from your life.
Let's hear it.
And that is the champion himself, Connor Rosie.
Yeah. Good call.
Do you have an applause button, Pig?
Is that bias or?
That'll do.
He's got piggish tendencies, definitely. He goes big.
Now let's just say this. If you get to the end of the year and you haven't got Connor Rosie, don't cry on my shoulder, all right? Don't come up to me and say,
"Robbed! Right in front of me!"
Is that fair?
That's fair, definitely.
Connor Rosie going to be Port's number one forward, silky smooth.
One mid.
Number one mid forward, I guess,
yep.
For us. But it's going to be Port's number one mid. Disposal count's going to increase. his efficiency is going to increase. Everything, I think, his output's going to increase. I really think he could be looking at 110 plus this year.
Yeah, he could go big. He's one of those guys that could definitely reach the uber premium levels for sure.
I love to see. He's in a champion team as well. So.
Yeah.
Be cool?
Be cool.
Say that again.
Yeah.
All right, P. I've maxed out my audio tracks now, so it's just going to be me talking for the rest of it.
Good.
Avoid Stephen Coniglio.
Okay.
Absolutely bounced back last year.
Yep.
Really impressive.
Number two forward in the game. Why were you
number two forward for that reason? I don't quite think he's a number two forward. I think he's a bit overpriced at the moment. Yep. He had a great year last year, but Giants are going through a complete overhaul.
Yep.
Okay. So they have, mind you, they have got rid of Taranto, they have got rid of Hopper, but I really think they're going to retool with, you know, Josh Kelly, Callahan, Tom Green, Harry Perryman. I think, obviously, you're an idiot to think Coniglio won't be involved in there. I just don't quite know how much. Yeah, what's it going to look like? So for that price, I think there's better options. If you're picking him over the likes of Rosie, Taranto, help me out here, Big. There's a couple more around that mark. Maybe even Butters. Yep. I think probably Coniglio is the biggest unknown for me at that price.
Yep. Yeah, it is a bit of an awkward price, definitely. No, that's good. I like that.
So nothing, no knock on him as a footballer.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him, and I like how he went through adversity and bounced back last year. But I just always am interested in a new coach and a new setup, what the trickle-on effect of that is.
Yep, wait and see.
All right, dream big. I dream of a future where Zach Butters and Connor Rosie are both in my team.
Could happen.
A bit port-centric, but... It could
definitely happen.
I dreamt real big last year. I wasn't that far from it, but I would love to finish my year organically with Butters and Rosie, you know, in my top three.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
It'd be great.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the listeners know how we feel about Zach Butters in this podcast. Piggy's one of our favourite players.
We're pro Zach Butters. Think
if he gets a good run at it this year, there's no reason why he can't go, obviously, 100 plus, maybe 105.
You maybe know, 130, Piggy. Who knows?
Yeah, really? Who knows? Yeah, definitely.
You heard it here first. On
number one. That's your dream big. No, I like it.
You heard it here on the number one Supercoach podcast in Australia.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, Pig.
Pig.
It's hard to follow that, really, isn't it?
Yep. I might find it a bit difficult. Give it a crack, I'll support you. So, locks in the forward line. There's a couple, Pig. I'm not even going to mention Josh Dunkley because he's obviously pretty much a lock. Even this next guy is pretty much a lock as well. Timmy Taranto, Pig.
It's Timmy time.
Got to have him in your team.
Told you.
He'll be the number one guy in the engine room at the Tigers. Get him in.
So it's fair to say you've seen enough of him in the preseason.
He looked fantastic.
Yeah, yep. I think he's going to be the number one Tiger.
Yep. He was elite. He was... majority of the centre bounces and got forward and hit the scoreboard, so which we know he can do. So definitely at his price, 500K, it's pretty crazy how cheap he is. So he is my absolute lock. I'm avoiding Heaney's, probably one that you'd want to avoid, I think.
Agreed.
Probably overachieved last year. Well, definitely overachieved last year. He's actually the same price as Cogs, so he's a definite avoid for me.
Could you imagine if they unleashed him in the middle, though?
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah.
He's another one. Talk about a guy who can score in 10 seconds. Remember last year we were watching the football and, or maybe we weren't together, but we were watching the football and he scored about 30 points in 5 minutes. He kicked those last two goals.
Yeah.
And he went from about a 60 to 110 or something in the last 3 minutes. But again, he's not really what we're looking for.
No. So avoid him. I'm dreaming big and probably avoid Dusty as well. I know people have a bit of a soft spot for Dusty Martin for his one good year he had in Supercoach. But, I'd avoid him. There's 12% of coaches own him right now.
He burns everyone every year, doesn't he?
Definitely not have him in your team.
In saying that, this could be the year.
Yeah, well, he's, but yeah, maybe. You don't know. But, yeah, I'd avoid him for now. I'm dreaming big on a couple of guys, Piggy.
All right, tell me.
Errol Goulden, we're dreaming big on. You know, we know what he can do. We saw him in the preseason game. He just was under 200 points, so Goulden, that was...
The Goulden child?
That was very impressive, so he's a dream big. Nat Fyfe would be a real good story, Pig. I'm dreaming big on Nat Fyfe.
Yeah, it's hard for
300K, I think he can go close to kicking 50-plus goals this year. There you go,
it's hard for me not to imagine he's not going to...
50 goals.
50 goals?
Yeah.
What's the market on for that?
He's playing a permanent forward role, Pig. There's no reason why.
You better have a look.
If he stays healthy, he could kick 2 goals a game.
No, I mean, we better jump on a sports bet tonight and make sure there's a market.
Have a look. But that'd be a real feel good story. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he's had a tough life, dual Brownlee medalist.
Just his last couple of years, you know, Pig. He's really struggled. Obviously, coming towards the end of his career, so hopefully he can have a good year.
Finish with a flag, maybe.
Yep. Yeah.
Shane Crawford style.
Yeah. Who knows? So he's my dream pig.
All right. That's beautiful.
All right. That's it. Yep. That's been covered.
Well, we are going to take a quick water break.
Yep.
Powder the nose. Then we're going to get into what everyone is probably here for, the rookies.
The rooks. The rook's big. This is where it matters. I want a rook.
I want a rook. All right. Okay, let's just quickly, let's fire off a few. We don't have to get in too much into their history, but these are who I think you need to be thinking about, okay?
Yep.
I'll go through the back line.
Yeah, you do the back line, I'll do the mid.
Yeah, the absolute lock for me is Ruben Jimby.
Yep.
Have to have him in there.
Absolute lock, being named round one, so get him in.
Has to start on your field, I think.
Yes, he's a great field option. He'll be playing midfield, so.
You're wasting your money. So I've got a few. I've got Constable. He's a dual position, so he could obviously feature in the midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell Chesser.
Yep.
Really
also
like
also named
him
in their team.
Okay, he had him first. One. Named in the round one team.
Yep.
They've been really trying to, they're not rushing back, but they've been having big hopes on him. Actually, I heard they were going to temper his return a little bit, so he must be flying so much.
That's right.
That he has to
go. Top 10, wasn't he? Top 10 pick?
No, he was around the mark. First top 20, around that mark. Yep. So 16, 17, something like that.
Yep.
And they love him. I like him. I like his profile. He can do a lot of things that we like in Supercoach.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Cowan, Carlton.
Yes, also named in round one. Love to see it.
So half back, got Zach Williams down as well.
Yes.
And Doherty possibly going into the midfielder. So I think Cowan's only won 17K. Get him in. A gentleman you like here, Darcy Wilmot.
Yeah, I like Darcy.
Could feature in a pretty strong Brisbane team. I think he'll play and play early. So, yeah, there's plenty of options, Pig.
Yep.
So, Connor McKenna's a no-brainer, I think.
He's another one, yes.
Yeah,
yep.
He's won 67.
Keep an eye on him.
I haven't got Liam Jones in, but I think if you're looking for someone around that price, he should play most games. It's just what he's going to score, really. So,
yep.
Liam Jones, do you think there's anyone else that I've probably missed?
That's about it. I think maybe I have heard a few murmurs about Max Michelini from the Crows probably getting a gig early.
I think he is named already.
Yeah, so, one to look at.
He's a little bit...
Key position player.
Is he,
but,
150, 160?
135, so...
Oh, he's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too bad. So
I'll definitely add him on that list then.
Again, there's plenty to choose from. It's great to see, to have 8 or 10 names to sort of pick from. Which is great.
Look, there's definitely 5 or 6 here that are locked that I think you can easily pick out of.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, definitely.
At least, like you said, up to 8, 10 that are
in the
pretty
mix.
Certain. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, defense, do you want to look at midfielders?
Yes, the middies. So there's plenty going on here too. Obviously, Will Ashcroft should be in everyone's team. I will hear no excuses about why he's not in your team.
No, you're an absolute muppet if you make an excuse to not have Ashcroft in.
Yeah, well, there's 30% of coaches don't have him, Pig, so I don't know what game they're playing, but get him in your team. He'll be a 90 guy, probably close to that, which is what you want. Cam McKenzie, Piggy, Hawthorn rookie, number 7 pick last year, I believe, in the draft, so highly rated rookie for the Hawks, Pig. He'll get a game. He looked really good in a preseason match, which was impressive to me, playing as an inside mid. Will Phillips, not quite a rookie, but he's rookie priced. Missed all of last year.
Surely you have to have him in.
Yep. So he'll be in the Ruse engine room.
Attended a lot of centre bounces for the Kangas.
Yes. Yep. And was so impressive, definitely.
Obviously in Alistair Clarkson's plans.
Yep. Oliver Holland's been named for the Blues, Piggy. He impressed me in the preseason, actually, playing as a wingman.
Younger brother of Elijah.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Both so sons of Ben Holland's.
There's pedigree there. So, yeah, he really impressed me. He's getting a game round one. So maybe, not rush him in your team, but someone to think about for sure. Who else we got in the midfield, Piggy? Oscar Baker for the Doggies. He's a new recruit from Melbourne over to the Dogs this year. Will be playing a wing role, so keep an eye on him. Looked really good in the preseason game. So 123K, we need a few more of those guys to pick from.
Yes.
I know you're pretty hot on Elijah Hewitt, so
I like him.
Will you be keeping an eye on him?
He slipped out of my starting team, but I think there's at some stage he's going to be a great upgrade option.
Yep, 148K, so definitely keep an eye on him. Jack Bytel from the Saints pick. He hasn't had a great run of it in terms of his spot in the team, but he looked good in the preseason. He had massive scores in the VFL last year. I don't have his scores on me, but they were absolute bananas. Have a look at them if you can. Couple more. Who else we got? We mentioned Chesser. He can obviously play in the midfield for us. And then, yeah, it's a bit of a drop-off from there, Pig. So there's five or six guys that you can really rely on, and then, yeah, not a hell of a lot more sort of presenting themselves at this stage. So have to wait and see who sort of bobs their head up.
Yeah, there's more than enough, and there's also a few dual positions. So try and strategize your team where you've got some kind of flexibility for your defense mid and mid forward.
Yep, mid forward, definitely. Yep.
Okay, all right, that's enough. I think there's plenty there, Pig. So quickly, I'll just touch on rucks. There's not a lot of rookie options that, like last year, like the Jack Hayes, but we've got the big one is a Sydney guy, Lachlan McAndrew.
Yes,
I don't know if
keep an eye on him.
He'll play, but just looking at a few, Jack Williams for West Coast, I think he could be an option. Max Heath for Saints could be an option.
Is Condon ruck?
Charlie Condon's a forward, yeah.
Just so forward, is he?
Yeah. Or is he dual?
I'm not sure, actually.
Asking. No, it looks like he might be just a forward. But the other one's at Jacob Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
So he was picked up in the mid-season draft. They rate him pretty highly. I haven't actually seen much of him at all since he got picked up. But, so let's just keep an eye on him. Toby Conway for Geelong might feature late in the season.
Yep.
Other than that, yeah, there's not heaps. If you want to go for a bit of a left of field, Asava Radaglia, he's one.
I think he's the one. Yeah, if you're looking for an R3 that's going to make you money, probably he's the only guy, I think.
And Bryn Teagle, just under 200K, is another option.
Should get a look at it at some stage. You see, you think, well, Bryn Teagle.
Yeah,
really impressed me. What I've seen.
Yeah, if Ruck's okay, it's more about the R1, R2. So. Yep. Forward line pig, we've got plenty of names here.
Yep.
I think the big one is Vin Cheezel.
Yes, love Vin Cheezel.
I think he is well worth his price, nearly 200K.
What did you call him before? I couldn't remember what it was.
She's all that.
There's a few things we can come up with. Yeah, we'll see what we can come up with during the year.
Vin Cheezel's all right.
I like Vin Cheezel. That's one of your better ones.
Yes, mate, they're all good for me. Vin Cheezel.
Yep. Say that again.
Vinny Cheezel. Up forward.
Oh. There's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
Get him in.
He's looked great. He's really impressed me. He's one of the been one of the most impressive guys in the preseason. You know, you don't want to get too carried away with a first year guy, but yeah.
I listened to an interview with Alistair Clarkson today talking about his role and how he played a bit of midfield during his junior years, just finding his best position. Could be halfback, could be midfield. So both great positions for point accumulation. Hear, so definitely. Pay the price for Cheezel, just like Ashcroft in the midfield.
Yep.
And the next one I've got is Philippou. He's 168, so he's a bit pricey, but from all reports, he's a great professional, and Rossi Lyon loves him. And I think he's another one that's a bit of a utility as well. So you might find him in multiple positions, which I rate highly when I'm picking someone.
Mm.
Okay, as you work your way down, I've got Bailey Humphreys for Gold Coast. Yep. I probably haven't done the research on him as much, but they were really keen on getting him, and they did. They got their man. He's a dual position player. I think he's going to be like a goal-kicking half-forward/midfielder. I've got Fergus Green.
Yeah.
I think he's a free hit.
He's one you got to have.
Yeah, yep. He's mature. He kicked 50-plus goals in the VFL, played for Hawthorn's VFL. I almost said Hawthorn then.
Hawthorn?
He played for Hawthorn. He played for Hawthorn Hawks.
Box Hill.
Yeah, he played for the mighty Box Hill Hawks. And it looks like a guy that's going to slot in, kick some goals.
He looked impressive in the preseason game. He didn't look out of class at all.
And the AFL loves the old mature, second forward, third forward, former like Majacek and Dixon for Bulldogs. There's a few. Podsy Adley even came in and played a role. So he could come in and kick some goals. So I really like that pick. Sam Sturt, I've been big on for a few years, been very injury prone, come on against Port and look so good for Freo in the preseason game. I think he's so cheap. Get him in. He should play. He's, 3 years more mature than a lot of these rookies. Tom Berry, he's moved over from Brisbane to Gold Coast. I'm not quite sure where his position lies now, maybe as a defensive forward, but whether that means he'll play early on or not. He's unknown. And Jai Menzies, he's a forward pocket for Essendon. So, pending on Fatboy Stringer who's out, and Tipper Woody, how fit he is. I think Menzi has turned a few heads. Yep. Josh Bruce pick. He can play down back.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't got him in, but price. Geez, he's got a lot of upside, really. So for his price, something to think about. And
definitely.
Yeah. Alan Davey Jr. is another one.
Yep.
He's a dual great position.
Dual position, 117K. I think, yeah, he should definitely be in your benches.
Again, there's a few dual position players you just probably got to have a quick look at. I put Josh Sinn in my team because I'm a Port supporter and I'm unashamed about that.
No, that's okay.
I like him a lot. I like what type of player he is. Could be a wingman for Port, and he's also dual position, which I need some more of that. So,
Yeah, he definitely should get a game. For sure. Just obviously got to overcome his couple of niggles. But, like what I've seen from him, for sure.
Okay. Very good. So, Pig, let's just...
Pig, there's plenty to dissect there, isn't there? There's a lot going on.
Let's just break this tension up in the air, Pig, and return, and we'll do a bit of housekeeping and then send the troops off to war.
Let's do it.
Piggy.
Hey, Pig. We did it.
We did it.
We're back.
I think we gave the masses what they want.
Yeah, I think it was a good episode this week. Definitely leading into round one.
So we've got a few days to go. We'll hopefully drop this episode by tomorrow, would you say? Yep.
Yeah, tomorrow morning I'll aim to get it out.
So definitely give you enough time to have a look at your players, especially if you're scratching for rookies. I think this will be a vital episode. Patreon, booming, Pig. We've got we've got three tiers.
Booming.
You know, we've got something for everyone. The punt is a popular one for us. We're looking forward to getting some big wins for this year.
Yep.
Just exciting. Sweating together is the main thing. And then we've got all the all-access pass, Pig. It's a big one because we're basically just giving everything away.
Yep. So, yeah, we've got a group league. So weekly prizes, Pig. Plenty up for grabs and 500 big ones at the end of the season for the winner.
500
and
there's only
25 people to beat. You know, your odds are pretty good.
And if you win and you want to tell your missus there's only 200, we'll happily call her and lie to her.
We'll be in your corner for that one, definitely.
Yeah, we will definitely.
But yeah, there's plenty to like, so check it out, Patreon.
And if you're listening now and you are a Patreon member as well, we're planning to do a team reveal.
Yes.
Patreon only, just to give...
We're going to have to do that probably tomorrow if we can.
Give out the trade secrets.
Yep, just reveal our team to the paying Patreons, give them the inside lane.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to our good friend of the show, Abdul.
Abdul Yasin.
He's a real mover and shaker.
That was magic. Yeah, he has. He's been very active in the off season.
I've seen him. Pig, you want to just tell us what we've seen him in?
Yeah, he was working with Harold Sun and then Supercoach and, revealing his team to the subscribers there.
Very impressed. Good well done, Abdul. Hopefully we'll get you back on.
He's definitely a charismatic sort of character. We enjoyed having him on the podcast.
Absolute legend. We'll touch base with him. Big year. We're right
big
here.
Season,
this is Christmas
Jesus.
Eve. I can't sleep.
Cookies
are out. The milk's out.
Put the carrots out for the reindeers. I used to do that.
I just want to hope that all the hard work we put in is going to pay off, Pig, because you don't really know until you know.
That's right. Yeah, we'll see how we go. But regardless, Pig, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun with the listeners and the Patreons. So that's the main thing.
We're going to swap energy.
Yep. Oh no, unique individuals.
Oh, Pig, I'll leave you with this. Right,
didn't have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.